Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim Daf Ayin Zayin, and we're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Gladys Resnick, Frank Gela Bas Shmuel Yisrael, Irving Mendelson, Yitzchak Ben Moshe, and Esther Hammerman, Esther Bas Chaim Yosef. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah. We begin the Gemara on Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, five lines from the top. And yesterday's shiur we began the Mishnah, which taught us that there are certain five korbanos that are dochet tumah, but they're not allowed to be eaten, and the korban Pesach, which is of course also dochet tumah, is allowed to be eaten. So the Gemara now tells us this drasha, how do we know that those five are dochet Shabbos and dochet tumah, is from the following. Lamemra, the Gemara says, this comes to teach us the kulu mi moed osu, because of the extra word moed that's written in regards to the various korbanos that we discussed yesterday, which we'll repeat again now this morning. Therefore, because of that, we see that they're all brought bimoado, bimoed, at their set time. So therefore, they're docha Shabbos, they're docha tumah. Now, minhag mili, how do we know this? What are the actual words that teach us this drasha? So we have a brisa, the Tanur Rabban. So the pasuk tells us the words Moadei Hashem. Now we're starting this drasha at the end. The Gemara says Matam Lomer. What does this pasuk teach us? So we're going to get to this pasuk by first doing several other drashos. So the fi shelo limadnu el l'tamidu pesach. I need this pasuk for Dab Moshe Moadei Hashem, because otherwise I would only know. We had this drasha previously that the korban tamid and the korban pesach, they're doche Shabbos and they're doche tumah. Why is that? Because it says by them, Shinam Rabbahu Moado. It says in regards to these korbanos, B'moado, which means B'moado Vafilu B'Shabbos, B'moado Vafilu B'Tumah. So these psukim that are written by the Korban Pesach and the Korban Tamid are teaching us that they're Docha Shabbos, even when the Korban Tamid, of course, is brought every Shabbos morning, or if the Tzibur is Tameh, and the Korban Pesach, even if the entire Tzibur is Tameh, and even if it's on Shabbos. So that's what the words B'moado in regards to the Korban Pesach and the Korban Tamid come to teach us. That would only tell me, however, those two korbanos. We'll see in a moment why we can learn a binyan av, why you can't learn out from those, that it should be a general rule for everything else. Shar korbanos tzibur minayin. How do we know the other korbanos tzibur that are time-dependent, that must be brought by the tzibur at a set time? How do we know that they're docha Shabbos and docha Tumah? Shinemar, Eilu ta'asu l'ashem b'moadeichem. These have to be done at their set times. So therefore, the word Moadechem is written by these Korbanos Tzibur as well. Now, that would only tell me those Korbanos Tzibur that are written in Parshas Pinchas. However, Minayin L'Rabos Omer V'Akorvimo, how do we know that this also comes to include the Korban Omer that's brought on the first day of Chol Moed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael? And how do we also know Shtei Alechem V'Akorvimo and the Shtei Alechem and the animal that's brought with them? Just like the Korban Omer had an animal offering with it as well, that's the Hakariv Imo. So the Shtei Alechem were brought on Shavuos, and the Kisei Atzeres, Hakariv Imam, how do we know that they're also included in this din, that it's Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah? Talmud Lomer, it says there, Vayidab Moshe Modei Hashem El B'nei Yisrael. That's our pasuk here, Vayidab Moshe Modei Hashem. This comes to tell us that these korbanos as well, Hakosuv Kivo Moed, Echod Lekulon. So the word Moed is written by all of them, and therefore that teaches us that each of them is Docha Shabbos and is Docha Tumah. Now the obvious question the Gemara is going to ask is, why couldn't I learn out this Binyan Av? Why couldn't I say, well, you teach it to me by this, and I'll learn it out by everything else? For Kol Hani Lomali, why do I need all of these three different psukim by the Pesach and the Korban Tamid? That's really one. And why do we need it by the Shaar Korbanos? And why do we need it specifically by the Omer and Shtei Halechem? So the Gemara says you need them all. Tzrichei. If you didn't have each one, there was a reason to think that it wouldn't apply to that specific group. Why? The Ikas of Rechmona Tamid, if you only wrote it by the Korban Tamid, you know what it would have said? The Korban Tamid is a special, unique carbon. Hava Amina Tamid Shekein Todye V'cholo. The only reason why the Tamid is Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah is because it is brought every single day. And it is Kolil, it's an Ola. It is totally burnt up on the Mizbeach, with the exception, of course, of the flayed skin. Now, that would be unique, and that would be special. And therefore, it only applies this din that the Korban Tamid is Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. But everything else, including Avol Pesach, even the Korban Pesach, I would say no, because it's not Tadir and it's not Kalil. Therefore, Kamash V'lan, there you have to tell me by the Korban Pesach that it also is B'mo'ado, and that it is Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. No, so just tell me by the Korban Pesach, then I'll know the Korban Tamid. Because the Rechmona Pesach, if you only wrote it by the Korban Pesach, I would say no. Korban Pesach has something unique about it. Pesach, Shu Onesh Kares. If you don't bring the Korban Pesach, Yechayib Kares. The person could have brought the Korban Pesach, and he's obligated to bring the Korban Pesach, and he doesn't do so. Rechmona Luslan, such a person's Chayib Kares. And that's very strong punishment. If you don't bring the Karban Tamid, it's a terrible thing, but you're not Chayiv Kares. So therefore, Aval Tamid Ein Onish Kares, the Karban Tamid, you're supposed to bring it every day. It's a terrible, you know, Mavatal Mitzvah Saseh, you don't bring it every day, but you're not Chayiv Kares. So therefore, I would say only the Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, Docha Tumah, Eimalot, but the Karban Tamid is not. So therefore, Kamash Vulon, you have to tell it to me both by the Karban Pesach and by the Karban Tamid. Great. So just tell it to me by these two, and I'll learn it out to a binyan for everything else. Because of Rabbanan Hani Tarte, if you only wrote it by the Korban Tamid and Korban Pesach, you know what I would have said? You can't learn it out as a binyan av. Havamina Hanehu Yesh Bem Tzad Chomor. Tamid, Tadu V'Cholil, Pesach, Shuan Ushkaris. You know what I would have said? Each of them has something that makes it special. The Korban Tamid, we said, is Tadir V'Cholil. That it is brought every day and it's totally burned on the Mizbeach. And the Korban Pesach has the unique aspect that it's Chayiv Kares if you don't bring it. So that's why each of them has something that makes it special and unique, that it should be Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. But the rest of the Kabanos, Avol Shaar Kabanos, you know what I would have said? Avol Shaar Kabanos Tzibur Eim Olo. I would have said, no, that it's din, that it's Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah doesn't apply. Therefore, Kosa Rachmana, therefore we needed the Psukim in Pinchas, Elu Tasu Lashem B'moadechem. These you're allowed to do B'moadechem, all the other Shaar Kabanos, the Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. Now, if I'd only written these, because of Rachmana, Elu Tasu Lashem B'moadechem, you know what it said? It only includes these Shaar Kabanos, wouldn't include the Korban Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Hav Amin, I would have said, Shaar Kabanos Sibur Habon L'chaper. This would come to be marbe. When it says, Eile Tesu L'Hashem Mo'adechem and Parshas Pinchas, it would come to be marbe any carbon that is brought for a kapara for Klal Yisrael. For example, all the other carbon musaf, all the chattas that are brought is the carbon musaf, the sar of Rosh Chodesh, the sar of the regalim, they would be included as well. But, Aval Omer Ushtei Alechem, but the carbonos that are brought with the carbon Omer, and the korbanos that are brought with the shtei halachem, the ain boin lechaper, they're not brought as a kapora, they're brought elulahatir bi'alma ninu. These are a matir. The korban omer that's brought again on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach in Eretz Yisrael is the matir for the eating of the chadash wheat, of the new wheat, for that year outside the Beis HaMikdash. And the Shtei HaLechem, they brought, they matir the Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though you're allowed to eat it in the outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Chodosh, from first day Chol Hamoed Pesach up until Shavuos, but you can't bring from the new wheat a Karban Mincha in the Beis HaMikdash until after you bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. So therefore, it's a matir. It permits you to do something. That's not the same as a kapara. I would say something that brings a kapara, oh, that's Docha Shabbos and that's Docha Tumah. But something that's only a matir, it only permits you to do something, maybe it's not strong enough to go and be Docha Shabbos and be Docha Tumah. Therefore, I would have said no. Lo, therefore, I would have said that they can't be brought, the Shtei Alechem, the Korban Omer, cannot be brought on Shabbos and are not Docha Tumah, Kamash Balon. That's why they have to tell me, Vaidab Moshe, Smo De Hashem, Obnei Yisrael. So just write it there, and I'll know the others. Because of Rechmona Omer Ushtei Alechem Lechudayu. So just tell me, the Korban Omer and the Ushtei Alechem, they're Docha Shabbos, and if they're only a Matir, so certainly something that's a Kapara should certainly be Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. No. Havamina Adirab, I would have said the exact opposite. You know why the Omer and the Shtei Alechem are able to be Docha Shabbos and be able to be brought B'tumah? The Alime, they're stronger because the boy and Lahatir, they make a physical change. They now allow you to eat something that you couldn't eat beforehand. Being a Matir is stronger than something that's brought as a Kapara. Aval Hanoch, the rest of the Shaar Kabanos, which are, quote, only for a Kapara, lo, they wouldn't be allowed to be Docha Shabbos and Docha Tumah. Kamash Balon, therefore we need all the drashos, the ones that we had by the Pesach and the Tamid, the ones we had by Shaar Kabanos, the ones we had by the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, all of them are essential drashos. Now, we're going to now enter into a long discussion. It's going to take us all the way to the end of the shiur. And you have to listen carefully. It's not very, very hard, but you just have to listen carefully. So the Gemara says, Savrua. What does Savrua mean? So Rashi explains, Ha-Morayin, Bnei HaYeshiva, the Talmidei Chacham and the Amoraim, they were learning in the Yeshiva, they learned the following. Ha-Yusurim Kain, Lefika Chutzrach Lehem Lishoel, Ha-Deboi Lekamei, Lehem Mastisim Dolka Rishua. Based upon the two Svarus that they came up with, they wanted to suggest that our Mishnah can't go in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. The opinion of Rabbi Yeshua we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Yeshua says, Im Ein Basar Roy, Ein Dam Roy. We'll see later on in the Gemara, that it means that if you don't have basur that is capable of being eaten, then you're not allowed to do the zrikas hadam. Without the basur being able to be there to be eaten, so then you're no longer able to do the zrikas hadam. So we want to suggest, they said in the base medrash, disa maroyim, based upon two other shitas, savrua, what they learned, that our Mishnah cannot be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Now, what did they first learn? What are the two things that they savrua, they thought? So, number one, the lekuli amma tuma duchuyehi betzibur. Number one, they wanted to say that this tuma, when you have the majority of the tzibur, is tame, and you're allowed to bring these korbanos. This is dealing with what we have a whole machlokas in Shabbos, where the Shabbos is hutru or duchuya, let's say, so does it mean that you're allowed to go and do whatever you want? It's totally hutter, and you don't have to try to knock it down from a deraisa to the rabbanon. It's mutter, it's mutter, it's mutter, and therefore you don't have to do anything. You just do what you have to do. Or do we say duchuya? No, it's not that Shabbos is no longer there. Shabbos is there, but you have allowed to go and do something if there's no other way to do it. Therefore, it's duchuya. It's pushed aside, but it's still there. And therefore, you have to do everything possible not to be over it more than you already are. So therefore, they said that in regards to korbanos, that this concept of tumah hutra betzibur is not something that is absolutely permissible. It means that when you have no alternative, then you're allowed to do it. So tumah duchuya hi betzibur. It's just pushed aside. As Rashi said, afogav di achshira rachmona lemaise betumah. Even though all these korbanos we just said are allowed to be brought betumah, lav heter gamahu. It's not an absolute permission. Now do whatever you want. Elehecha delo mishtachei tahorin, where there are no kosher tar people to go and do it, then you can bring it betumah. V'kiva the lav heter gamahu ba'inon tzitz l'ritzoi. Now here's the critical thing. Rashi says, therefore, the only reason why it's good betumah is because the tzitz is meratzah. That's what the Gemara says. Tulkuli yama tuma duchuyehi betzibur uboya tzitz l'ratzos. And the tzitz, the Kohen Gadol wore the tzitz on his forehead. And that wearing of the tzitz is what is meratza, these karmanos that are brought betuma. Because tumu hutra betzibur is really duchuya. It's not absolutely okay to do it. And only when you have no choice, the tzitz is able to be meratza, to allow it to work betuma. That's number one. The reason why they said this is because the lekotana the shomuslei, because there is no tana that holds the omar tumah hutra betzibur el Rabbi Yehuda, because the only tanoic opinion that we have that disagrees with this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So he's a minority opinion, and therefore we don't paskin like this, and therefore we say tumah duchuya betzibur and the tzitz is meratze. That's how this whole idea of bringing these korbanos betumah works. Tosfos asks a good question. Well, who's Rabbi Yehuda arguing? You'll see, he's arguing with Rabbi Shimon, and normally Rabbi Yehuda wins in an argument against Rabbi Shimon. So why do we say, oh no, we can't pass like this because it's only Rabbi Yehuda? So Tosfos brings down, it's also Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi, we say, the Nimuko Imo, we always pass like Rabbi Yossi, even sometimes against the Rabbim, we pass like Rabbi Yossi because he's so clear and careful in his sayings. So therefore, that's why we push aside Rabbi Yehuda here and say, since there's only one Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, that says that Tumah Hutra Betzibur, therefore we ignore it, and we pass it like the opinion that Tumah Duchuya Betzibur and the Tzitz is Meratza. That's number one. But first, the Gemara explains, where do we learn this from? I just told it to you, what the Gemara said. The Gemara now tells us where we learn this from. The Tanya. Tzitz, ben b'sheyeshno al mitzcho, uben she'eino al mitzcho, is Meratza. According to the opinion, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which is how we said we paskin, the Tzitz is able to work whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or whether the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Just the fact that there is a tzitz is going to be meratza these korbanos that are brought betumah. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Odeyu al mitzcho, while the Kohen Gadol actually has a tzitz on his forehead, it's capable of meratza for korbanos that are brought betumah. However, ain't odeyu al mitzcho, but if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz on his forehead, so that ain't a meratza, then it doesn't have the ability to go and work. Now, what does this have to do with our discussion? So Amar Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll show you that I'm right, that the tzitz is a ratza, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or not, because on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol sometimes takes off the Shmona Begadim that he wears normally, which includes the tzitz, and he puts on the Dalet Begadim, the linen Begadim, when he goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. So he's constantly changing from his golden Begadim, the eight Begadim, into the plain white linen Begadim, which are only four, which doesn't include the tzitz. So Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur miyochiach. Rabbi Shimon says to Rabbi Yehuda, I'll show you that the tzitz is a ratza, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, just the fact that it's around. Because when the Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim, sheino al mitzcho, it's not is not being warned, and yet it's meratzeh. Because if there is everybody betumah, so there's certain korbanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, certain things that are done on Yom Kippur that are done even when the tzitz is not on the kohen gadol's forehead, if they were all tameh. And therefore, she'eino al mitzro, it's meratzeh. So therefore, I'll show you that I'm right, Rabbi Shimon says, because from the kohen gadol not wearing it, and yet you're allowed to do certain things betumah, that is the proof that the tzitz is meratzeh even when he's not wearing it. Amalo, Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Shimon, Hanach li Yom Kippur, leave Yom Kippur out of this, that's not a good raya, because shetumah hutra b'tzibur. He says, because there's nothing to do with the tzitz. It's because when you have the tzibur being tameh, and you have to do certain things, so then you're allowed to. It has nothing to do with the tzitz. It's not that the tzitz is meratzeh. It's the fact that tumah is hutra b'tzibur. It is you're allowed to do it l'chatchila. It is heter gomor. And therefore, that's why it works. It has nothing to do with the tzitz. So what do we see from here? Miklal, based upon this discussion, Rabbi Shimon Savar Tumo Duchui B'Tzibur Vatzitz Meratzeh. So Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that we don't say Tumo Hutra B'Tzibur, it's Tumo Duchui B'Tzibur. And like Tosu said, this is also the opinion of Yossi elsewhere. And therefore, we paskin like this Rabbi Shimon, Tumo Duchui B'Tzibur, and the Tzitz is Meratzeh, even when it's not on the Metzach of the Kohen Gadol. And that's where we get Savrua, that's where the Tamidim, the Amoraim, and the Beis Medrash had the first basis, the first foundation to ask the question that they ultimately do, to say that our Mishnah is not Gerui Yeshua. That's point number one. Now we have point number two. In the Beis Medrash, Savrua, the Amoraim said, Udukuli alma ein atzitz meratza al achilos. They said that the tzitz doesn't work to allow you to eat something. You can bring it betumah. What this really means is that even though the basar is tameh, we consider the basar tahar for all the things that are necessary to do based upon having basar that is tahar. Now, it never allows you to eat basar that is tameh. That the tzitz doesn't do. So it sounds like that's what it's saying, but that's not what it's really saying. So, udukuli ama eina tzitz meratza al achilos. The tzitz is not capable of allowing you to be meratza on eating, because the leka tama, tana, the shamisle, there is no tana that holds the yom tzitz meratza al achilos el Rabbi Eliezer. Because the only tana that says it's the tzitz meratza al achilos is Rabbi Eliezer. That, as I just pointed out, he doesn't say you're really allowed to eat it. It means, according to Rabbi Eliezer, as we see, the Brisa, the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Hatzitz Meratza al Achilos, which means that the Tzitz is going to allow you to consider that Basar that is Tameh, Tahar, in regards to doing anything, let's say, with the blood to do the Zrika. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, you need to say that the Tzitz Meratza on Achilos, in order for you to go and do things with that Basar that is Tameh, like a zrika, so Rabbi Eliezer says that the tzitz is meratza for that purposes, but not that you actually can go and eat something that is tameh. And along comes Rabbi Yossi mer ein tzitz meratza l'chilos. Rabbi Yossi, which is the default position, because there's only this Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, who holds like this. Rabbi Yossi says the tzitz is not meratza l'chilos. In other words, you can't say because the tzitz makes something as if it's tahar that you therefore can act upon that and do zrikos and do other things. Now, these are the two savruas that the Amoraim had. Based upon this, based upon the first thing that we say, the tumah is dechuya b'tzibur and the tzitz is meratza, and based upon the fact that we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that says the tzitz is not meratza al achilos, so therefore, let us now say, the Amoraim said, name of Masnis and the Lok Rabbi Yeshua. Let us say that our Mishnah is not in accord with Rabbi Yeshua. As Rashi points out, Rabbi Yeshua holds, im ein basar, if there is no tahar basar, any roi basar that you can eat, ein dam roi, then you're not allowed to do the zrikos. Now, where is that from? The Tanya. We learn in the following brisa. The pasuk tells us, "V'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam." The pasuk tells us that you'll go and bring your ola, and you'll bring the basar and the dam. Now, an ola, all of its meat is brought up on the mizbeach. That's the basar, and then you do the dam, the zrika, to permit you to go and bring the basar up on the mizbeach. Now, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, im ein dam, ein basar. As I pointed out, this is Rabbi Yeshua Shita. If you don't have blood, so then you don't put the basar up on the mizbeach. If for whatever the reason, you did the kabbalah on the blood and it all spilled out, and you don't have any dam to do the zrika, so then you don't put the limbs, the evarim, and all the other aspects or parts of the carbon ola, you don't put them up on the mizbeach. Im ein dam, if there's no blood to do the zrika, so then you don't put the meat on the mizbeach. You don't do the haktoras habasar of the ola. And likewise, Rabbi Yeshua says, in main basar, if there is no basar, if the meat cannot be put up on the mizbeach, it's lost, it's tameh, etc., ain dam, then you're not allowed to do the zrika. That's the famous sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, and that's what the Amoraim said, Savrua, that our Mishnah is not like this sheet. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, holds, Omer, Dam, he says, as long as you have Dam, you're allowed to do the Zrika, even though, Afal Pishein Basar, even though you have no Basar, even though the Basar is Ovad, it's lost, or it's Tomei, so nevertheless, you're allowed to go and do the Zrika. Based upon the following pasuk, Shinemar b'dam zivachecha yishofech, that the dam alone, you're allowed to go do the shvicha, which means putting it up on the mizbeach. Now, we have to explain what he does with the other pasuk, v'yisisa losecha, basu yadam. Each of them will have to explain what they do with the other pasuk. Therefore, umani mekayim v'yisisa losecha, basu yadam. So now we have to explain, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you're telling me that the dam alone is enough, even if you don't have basar, dam afal pishein basar, so then, I understand why you have the second pasuk v'dam zavachech yishofech, but what do you do with the first pasuk umani mekayim v'sisa losecha basu yadam, seeming to imply exactly as Rabbi Yeshua said that you need both. If you don't have the basu, you can't do the dam. If you don't have the dam, you can't do the basu. So he says, no, that's not what I learned for. I learn now that the dam is the critical factor. Dam afa bishen basu from the second pasuk dam zavachech yishofech, and what I learned from the first pasuk, Rabbi Eliezer says, that is coming to teach us. Yasisa losecha basu yadam lo malach, to come and teach me magdam bizrika, that the dam has to be done bizrika, so too the basar, af basu bizrika, you have to toss the dam, you have to toss the basar up on the mizbeach. Havi Omer, this comes to teach me, lul katun yesh ben kevesh la mizbeach, we have the kevesh, which is a 32 amma long ramp that goes up. It's going from south to north. The ramp is going up, and then it reaches the top of the mizbeach. And there is a short space, a little lul, a little opening in between where the kevesh ends and the mizbeach starts. So here, you have to toss it. When you put the ola up on top of the mizbeach, you have to go and toss it from the ramp onto the mizbeach. And that is learned out because it says, "Osisa olosecha basar yadam." The basar and the dam are compared. Just like the basar is done, the dam is done with zrika, so too the basar has to be done with zrika. That's what Rabbi Eliezer used the first basar for, and therefore that's the "Osisa olosecha basar yadam" to teach us this din of zrika by the basar, just like the zrika by the dam. And the second pasuk, "Dam zivachecha yishofech," he comes to use that to teach us that dam afal pishein basar. You do the zrika on the dam even if there's no basar roi. That is the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. No, what does Rabbi Yeshua do? Rabbi Yeshua says you need both. Yeshua says, "Osisa olosecha basar dam." That's the critical factor. Imein dam, imein basar. Imein basar, imein dam. He says that both of them are essential. If you don't have either one of them, you can't do the other one. No, what does he do with the second pasuk? Rabbi Yeshua nami haksiv adam zavachecha shafet, seems to divide it up. So Rabbi Yeshua, what does he do with that pasuk? I'm a loch. Rabbi Yeshua will tell you, haksiv gabei v'basar tocha. Hey, keep on reading the pasuk. The pasuk says, the dam zivachecha yishofech, and the next words are v'habasar tochel, and you eat the meat, which seems to imply, again, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that both of them are connected. Granted, it says v'dam zivachecha yishofech, but only if basar tochel. So if the basar is around, then you can do the dam. If the dam is around, then you can do the basar. But either one alone is not good. So he uses the second pasuk to teach me the exact same thing as the first pasuk, which leads to the next obvious question. We turn to Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. If they're both pasukim are teaching me the same thing, Yosis Olosecha Abasav Yadam and Dam Zavachach Yishofech, they're both teaching me the same thing, that you need basar and you need dam. If you only have one of them, it's no good. So Vahani Trey Kray Lomli, why do we need both pasukim? So Yeshua answers, Chad Biola V'Chad Bishlomim. I need both of them to teach me the same din applies both by Korban Ola and by Korban Shlomim. Now, why can't you learn one from the other? Tzricha. You need both because each one has a maila that the other one doesn't have, and you would therefore not be able to learn how to binyan enough to say, well, if you need it by the Ola, then obviously the same thing applies by Shlomim. Or if you need it by Shlomim, so the same thing applies to the Ola because each of them has a maila that the other one doesn't have. What is that? The E kosev rachmona ba'ola. If you only told me to psukim by the Ola, you know what I would have said? Hava mina. Ola he de chamira, and Ola is more chamer than a shlomim. In what way? Because shekain kolil, like we said with the carbon tomit, is kolil toktar. It is totally brought up on the mizbeach, with the exception of the flayed skin. So therefore, that's why the Ola, if you don't have the basar, you don't do the zrik. If you don't have the dam, you can't put the basar up on top of the mizbeach, because it's so strict, because it's kolil. As opposed to Shlamim, Avo Shlamim, Lo Chamiri, Shlamim is not so Chamiri. You only put up the Emurim. You only put up the sacrificial fats of Shlamim on the Mizbeach. That's the only part that's Kosher Kadosh. The rest is Kosher Kalim. And people eat it. So therefore, it's not as Chamir. So you know what I would have said? You know what? By the Basar of Shlamim. No, if the Basar is not around, you can still do the Zrika. No, if the blood's not around, you can still do the Haktorah of the Emurim. That's what I might have thought. Therefore, Emolo, it's not going to require both of them by the Shlamim, even though it requires both of them according to Rabbi Yeshua. By the Ola, Kamash Balan, that no, you need to tell me it by the Shlamim. No, so just tell me by the Shlamim, because if I want to just by the Shlamim, what would I say? Why can't you learn that out to the Ola? You know what I would have said? Havamina, I would say, the Isbehu Shnei Achilos. You know why? Because you eat it, the person eats it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu eats it. That's one of the reasons why it's called the Korban Shlomo. It makes everybody happy. The Kohen gets a piece, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a piece, and the Yisrael, the Balaam, get a piece. So that's why it's called the Korban Shlomo. It brings peace to everybody. So I would have said, in this situation, this bushtei achilos, there's eating on the korban, on the mizbeach, and there's eating of the korban by the people. So therefore, it's shtei achilos. That's why you have to have both the basar and the dam, Rabbi Yeshua would say. But aval ola, the last bay shtei achilos, the ola only has one achilos, it's all on the mizbeach, it's kolil. I would have said, maybe not, emalo. Therefore, kamash malon, Rabbi Yeshua says, you need both psukim, yasiso losecha, basar yadam, and you need dam zivachecha yishafik, to teach me the din, both by the ola, and by the Shlamim. No. Now we go back to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer seemed to ignore the end of the Pasuk, the Dam Zivachecha Yishofech Vabasar Tochel. What did he do with the end of the Pasuk? Vabasar Tochel. He said, no, that comes to teach me that it's only the Dam. If you just have the Dam, even if you have no Basar, you can do the Zrika of the Dam. So what does he do with the end of the Pasuk? Ha-kisiv, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have the problem, va-bosu tochel. What does he do with the end of the Pasuk? So Amaloch, so Rabbi Eliezer would answer and say, you know what you need that for? Ha-mu-boyle, you need the end of the Pasuk, va-bosu tochel, to teach me the following din. She'en ha-bosu mutu bi-achilo ad shi'ezorek ha-dam. No, you don't need to have Pasuk around in order to do the Zrika. But if you want to either put the Basar up on the Mizbeach, or if you want to go and eat the Basar, you're not allowed to do anything with it until the Zrika Saddam. That has to come first. Shmuel says, if that's true, Ihachi, if this Basar Tochel is coming to teach us this important point, so then, maybe that's the whole purpose of the Pasuk. The Dam Zavachach Yishofach, Basar Tochel, is coming to teach me that din, that you only have the Basar Mutter until you do the Zrika Saddam. How does Rabbi Eliezer really know his din? The dam af pish ein shom basar minolim. He can't use the pasuk dam zvachecha yishafech to teach us the din that you're allowed to do the zrika even if there's no basar, because he needs it to teach us this din that ein habasar mutter b'achila achi zorek adam. So where does he actually learn his din out from? Nu, Rabbi Eliezer, what are you going to say to that? So he wants to say, Amalach, Rabbi Eliezer will tell you, Im Kain, if it wanted to teach me just that din, it should have said, Nichtov Rachmana, Habasar Tochel, Vahadar, Dam Zvachach Yishofech. It should have said, first, you eat the basar, only after the Dam Zvachach Yishofech. Kedisiberation, just like it said at the front, Vyosisa Olosecha, Habasar Yadam, the basar is written first, and the dam is written afterwards. So that's what it should have said over here by the latter pasuk. It should have said not dam zvachach yishofech habasar tochel. It should have said the basar first habasar tochel the dam zvachach yishofech. Just like it said at the beginning, vasisal usecha basar v'dam. So why did it change it around? Maishno de akdime. Why did it say dam zvachach yishofech and then basar tochel? Maishno de akdime le dam zvachach before basar tochel. Ah, shmamina both. Therefore, Rabbi Lez says you learn out both. Number one, dam afa pishein basar. I learn out my basic din that you're allowed to do the zrika of the dam even if there's no basar roi. And number two, shmamina shein basar mutu b'achilo achi zorek adam. I also learn out the principle that you're only allowed to do the haktar of the basar, the eating of the basar, once the zrika has been done. Now, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't disagree with this din. How does he learn it out? Rabbi Yeshua, ein basar mutu b'achilo achi zorek adam. Where does he learn that din out from? He doesn't disagree with that din. So how does he learn out that you're not allowed to do the haktara of the karban or the eating of the karban until you do the zrika? He says, I learned that out from a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer who? What's the kal v'chomer? Uma emurin, the sacrificial fats of a karban, like a shlamim. Now, these sacrificial fats, it's a mitzvah, they go put them up in the mizbeach. What happens if they get lost? A dog ate them. So there's no emurin around. So what does that mean? D'chiles nu lo makri. Okay, if you can't do it, you're mevatel the mitzvah, I say, of putting up the sacrificial fats on the mizbeach, but it doesn't change the acceptance of the korban. And if you don't have the sacrificial fats, you're still allowed to eat the rest of the Karbon Shlamim. So if they're not around, the Chilis no lo ma'akve. If for whatever the reason, the Emurim are no longer around, you're still allowed to eat the Karbon, the Shlamim that you're allowed to eat, the non-sacrificial fat part. So therefore, when they're not around, it's not ma'akve. But ki isnu, if the sacrificial fats are around, then ma'akve, you're not allowed to go and eat from the Karbon Shlamim until the sacrificial fats are brought up on the Mizbeach. So here, it's something that's not ma'akev, and yet it prevents you from going and eating the carbon until the sacrificial fats are brought. So if that's the din by the sacrificial fats, so certainly the dam, because if the dam is not around, the chilei say, it is ma'akev, as opposed to the sacrificial fats, if they're not around, it doesn't ruin anything. If the dam is not done the zrika to it, so then it's ma'akev, you can't eat the carbon at all. So certainly, ki'isei, if the dam is around, lo kosher kein ma'akev, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to eat the carbon until the dam is nisrak. That's a kal v'chomer. If the sacrificial fats prevent you from eating the carbon and they're not ma'akev, so certainly the dam, which is ma'akev, is going to prevent you from eating the sacrificial fats until the zrika is done. So Yeshua says, I got a kal v'chomer. I don't need your change in the order to teach me this. No, this is a very good point. This kal v'chomer works even according to Rabbi Eliezer. So what does Rabbi Eliezer need the psukim for to be reversed to say dam z'v'chach yishofach and then bosa to'ochel? He's saying the whole reason for that, or one of the reasons for that, is that it switches around the order to teach us this din. But you can learn it through the Kal v'chomer of Yeshua. What does Rileza do with that Kal v'chomer? Rileza says, sometimes, no, milso, the asim of Kal v'chomer. The Torah sometimes could teach something through a Kal v'chomer, but instead, it goes and troubles itself, Torah, it so to say, troubles itself because of Lakra, and it teaches it through a pasuk. So therefore, Rileza says, you're right, I could have learned that through a Kal v'chomer, but the Torah gave us a pasuk, and that's the way we learn it. What does Rabbi Yeshua say to that? Yeshua says, no, we don't ever say the Torah is Torah because of Lakra. If there was a drasha that you could use, then we don't say the Torah troubled itself to go and tell us something which we could have learned that through Kal v'chomer. It only does it if there's no drasha. But here, there's a drasha. Rabbi Yeshua's drasha. He says, this comes to teach us by both the Ola and the Shlomim that you must have both the Dam and the Basar to be around. And therefore, this drasha is needed, and you can't say Torah, the Torah troubled itself because of Lakra to teach you something they could have learned anyway through a Kal v'chomer. You only do that if there's no drasha. But here, Rabbi Yeshua says there is a drasha. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with this. That's the point of contention. Now, after all of this shakel v'tari, almost the full omer, understanding what exactly is the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Yeshua, we now go back to our first statement, Savrua, what the Amoraim said, based upon all the things that we've learned. Now, Hashta, Lema Masnisin, Delok Rabbi Yeshua. Now we finally say that our Mishnah is not in accord with Rabbi Yeshua. Because our Mishnah said that you're allowed to bring these korbanos, even though the Basar is Tomei. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, you shouldn't be allowed to go do the Zrika if the Basar is Tomei. Based upon everything that we just said, now we understand that our Mishnah cannot be in accord with the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Kivin Dom Abrinon Tarte, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you need to have the Basar and the Dam. If you only have the Dam and the Basar is Tomei, it's not Roy, so then you can't bring it according to Rabbi Yeshua. But our Mishnah said you can. Now, this is also based upon the fact that tzitz achilos lo meratzah, and it was also based upon the fact that we can't say that the tzitz is meratzah. Therefore, hechi ase betumah. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you would not be allowed to go bring all the korbanos that we said in our Mishnah to be brought betumah, even though you can't eat them. But the tzitz is not meratzah to make the basar as if it was tar to allow you to go do the zrikas adam. Therefore, leimo masnis and delok Rabbi Yeshua. Mor says, nope. After all this, everything, the shaka v'tarya, no, I feel the same Rabbi Yeshua. Our Mishnah still goes in accord with Rabbi Yeshua as well. And even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that even though the basar is tamei, you're allowed to do the zrika. Why is that? Elak sava Rabbi Yeshua, hatzitz maratza ala olin. Because Rabbi Yeshua says that while the tzitz is not maratza ala chilos, the tzitz is maratza to allow you to go bring up the sacrificial parts on the mizbeach. The tzitz can make that basar good. And if that basar is good, so then you do have some basar that is good, and therefore you can do the zrika, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. You do have some basar, and therefore you can do the zrika. Gemara says, that's great if you're talking about a carbon. So that will work for a carbon that has the sacrificial parts that go on the mizbecha, the ika olin. But, ela omer, but the carbon omer, which is a flour offering, barley offering, the wheat offering that is brought on Shavuos, these are not brought up on the Mizbeach. The Leka Olin, there are no parts that go up on the Mizbeach. Michael Amemer, How does that help us to say that the tzitzis meratzah ala olin, there are no olin for the omer and the shtei lechem, so why would they be able to be brought if you don't have the tahar, shtei lechem or omer, then you shouldn't be allowed to go and do the zrika for those korbanos. Michael and Amar, what are you going to say in that situation? So the Gemara says, no, you can still say this is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Amar, we would say, ki amar Rabbi Yeshua, nami debrin and tarti. When Rabbi Yeshua said you need both the basar and the dam, he's talking about something that has basar and dam, like korbanos, bezvachim. However, b'menachos, like the korban omer and the shtei lechem, he never said his din, lo amar. Moore says, really? He didn't say it in regards to the carbon minchas that we're talking about here? But we learned in the Mishnah Menachos that he did say it. Nitmu shiareha, if the shrayim of the carbon mincha, after you do the kmitza, which goes up on the Mizbeach, the shrayim are eaten by the Kohanim. So it said over there in the Mishnah in Menachos that nitmu shiareha, if the shrayim became tameh, or avdu shiareha, or the shrayim were lost, so then if you didn't do the kemitza yet, kemitas Rabbi Eliezer kishera. According to Rabbi Eliezer, no problem. Even if you don't have basar, you can do the zrika. So too, even though you don't have the shrayim, you're allowed to do the kemitza. Rabbi Eliezer is fine. Kemitas Rabbi Eliezer kishera. According to Rabbi Eliezer's shita by the zvachim, the same thing applies by the mincha. And even though you don't have the shrayim, that's like having no basar, you still can do the zrika, the dam, which is the equivalent by the mincha, the kmitza. And kmidas Rabbi Yeshua psula, but just like Rabbi Yeshua says, if you don't have the basar, you can't do the zrika. Rabbi Yeshua holds, if you don't have the shrayim, if they're tamei or they're lost, you can't go and do the kmitza's haktara. So therefore, we have a problem. How can you tell me that he doesn't hold this by menachos? He does hold it by menachos. So he says, no. It's not really Rabbi Yeshua. It's Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, but no, velo Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua. What does that mean? Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua to be an entirety. He does hold like Rabbi Yeshua, this Tana in Menachos, he holds that you need both. You need both the Shrayim and you need the Kemitza. However, velo Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, but not like Rabbi Yeshua, in that Rabbi Yeshua only holds it by Zvachim, and this Tana holds it also by Menachos, but it's not Rabbi Yeshua. These Rabbi Yeshua, Bezvachim Amar, Bimenachos Lo Amar. Rabbi Yeshua says you only need the basar or the dam. That's only by korbanos. But Rabbi Yeshua would not say that you need the shrayim and the kmitza. Whereas this Tana, vilu hai Tana in Menachos, sovra filu b'menachos. He says that this applies, like Rabbi Yeshua applied it to Zvachim, this Tana applies it also to Menachos, albeit Rabbi Yeshua himself doesn't apply it to Menachos. Mora doesn't like this teretz. Mora says, really? Is there such a Tana that's more machmir than Rabbi Yeshua? Umanu haitana de koi kabose umachmetve mine? Is there a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you need both? And he's even more machmet than Rabbi Yeshua to say that you need it by the Menachos, where Rabbi Yeshua says you don't need it by Menachos? No such Tana exists. V'od, and furthermore, Tanya, we have befeirish that that's not true. Amar Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi says, Ro ani es divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'menachos b'zvachim, the divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim b'noas. Now this is a very enigmatic statement, which we're not going to learn in today's shiur what it really means. We'll have to wait till tomorrow's shiur to understand this brisa. But basically what Rabbi Yosi is saying is, I agree with everything that Rabbi Yeshua said, both by menachos and by zvachim, and I agree with everything that Rabbi Eliezer said, both by zvachim and menachos. Now that certainly is not possible, so we'll have to explain what this means tomorrow. But here, for right now, we'll just keep on reading the brisa. Where do I see the words of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? So, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim, I agree with Rabbi Eliezer by zvachim. Shahaya Omer dam afal pishein b'shom basar. I agree that even though you don't have basar, you can do the zrika of the dam. I agree with Rabbi Eliezer on that, and I also agree with Rabbi Yeshua that disagrees with that. The Divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim, and I agree with the words of Rabbi Yeshua by zvachim that he says Shahaya Omer im ein dam ein basar, im ein basar ein dam, that you need both. So again, obviously, we can't understand Rabbi Yossi right now. It makes no sense to say he agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and he agrees with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer when they're arguing with each other. But let's keep on going in the brisa. Again, we're going to explain the full brisa tomorrow. But right now, we're interested only in showing that Rabbi Yeshua holds that this applies to Menachos as well as Zvachim. And that's what this brisa clearly does say. And he says, I agree with Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Menachos. In regards to Menachos, Shai Omer Komets Alpha Bishin Shraim. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though you don't have the Shraim, the Tomei, the Laws, so then you can still do the Kemitza. And here's the kicker. Here's the punchline. And I agree with Rabbi Yeshua, Divrei Yeshua ben Menachos, Shai Omer, im ein komets, ein shrayim, im ein shrayim, ein komets. Here you clearly see beferish that Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yeshua shita is that you need both, even by Menachos. You need the shrayim and the kmitza, just like you need the basar and the dam. He says beferish here that you need the shrayim and the kmitza. So how can you tell me that there's a Tana that is more strict than Rabbi Yeshua? No, this is Rabbi Yeshua. The author of the Mishnah in Menachos is Rabbi Yeshua, who says that if you don't have the shrine, you can't do the kmitza. So how can you try to give me a teretz that this opinion is in accord with our Mishnah, is in accord with Rabbi Yoshua, because he doesn't hold it by Menachos, he only holds it by Zvachim. No, he holds it by Menachos as well. So one says, you're right. Eliksava Rabbi Yeshua by Menachos. But he says, Hatzitz is Meratze ala Olin the ala Achilos. In fact, he holds that the Tzitz is Meratze both on the sacrificial parts as well as on the Basar, the things that are eaten, like the Shrayim, which is eaten by the Kohanim, or the Basar that is eaten by the Balim after the sacrificial fats and the Zrika is done. So one says, if that's so, Yachi, Abai can meet this Rabbi Yeshua Psula. So then you just said that he holds, like the Midah of Rabbi Yeshua, that it's Pasul. Where is that going to be? So Gemara says, Avivasarv, that's talking about that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua in regards to if the meat is lost, if it's no longer present, or it's sarv, or it's burned. That's when he says, you can't go and do it. You need both. But if it's tame, then the tzitz is meratza, and therefore it's as if it's still roi. So Gemara says, Elanitma leman ktani. So wait a second. So why did the Mishnah mention the case in which the shrayim are tame? It's not only talking about Ovat and Sorov, it seems to say it's Tame. So the Gemara says, if it's coming to teach us L'Rabbi Eliezer, so the Mshita. Of course that's true, because Hashti Yishlomar Ovat and Sorov, the listener, Machshir Rabbi Eliezer, if it's lost or it's burnt, Rabbi Eliezer says no problem. So certainly if it's Tame, it's not going to be a problem. Nidmo, the Isim Abayit, because if it's Tame, it's still there, that certainly can't be a problem. So therefore, the reason why it tells us the case of Tame is not for Rabbi Eliezer, El Pshita, the Rabbi Yoshua. And therefore, it says Tani Psula. So how can you tell me that the tzitz and the ratza for the achilos, for the shrayim, that's not true? It's not going only on the ovud and sorov that it's psula. It's even if it's tame, it's psula. So we're back to our original question. How can you tell me our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yoshua? We're not done slugging this up yet. Here's one more slugging up. Oh, furthermore, Tanya, it says b'feirush, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, kol zvachah shebetorah, all karbanos in the Torah. This is true, Bein Shinit Mabasa, the Basa is Tomei, and the Chalev is around to be sacrificed. Or Bein Shinit Mechalev, the Chalev, the sacrificial fats are Tomei, or Basa Kayim, Zorik Esadam. You're allowed to go do the Zrika. Avol Nitmu Tarvayu, lo. But if both of them are Tomei, then you can't do this. What do you see? Amo Kesavar Yeshua. Ein Atzitz Meratza Ala Olim, Velo Ala Chilos. The Tzitz is not Meratza on that which goes up on the Mizbeach, which is the sacrificial fats, the Chalev, and that which is the meat, which is eaten. So therefore, we are left back with our original question, how can Rabbi Yeshua possibly be the author of our Mishnah? So the Gemara tries again. El Eli Olam, Rabbi Yeshua hi matznisa. No, in fact, Rabbi Yeshua is the author of our Mishnah. Lo kasha. How do you reconcile our Mishnah with everything that we just learned? He says, not a problem. Kan lechatchila, kan b'diyevet. Our Mishnah, which says that it's good, is only going b'diyevet. And even Rabbi Yeshua's moded, the b'diyevet, it is acceptable to bring the karban b'tumah, but it's not acceptable l'chatchila, if you have basa that is tameh, to go and do the zrika. So it's only on a b'diyevet situation that he allows it. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua could also be the author of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about b'diyevet. Yomar Yeshua l'chatchila. When Rabbi Yeshua say that you're not allowed to go do the zrika if there's no basa that's roi, that's l'chatchila. But after the fact, b'diyevet, lo, he never said it. And where do we know this from? Where do we see that we find such a distinction that Yeshua makes between something lechatchila and b'di'evet? That's a brisa, the Tanya. Nitma basar, if you have the basar that became tame, o shenifsal, or it became posel for some other reason. Rashi brings down that this is talking about a tvu yom. A tvu yom touched it, so a tvu yom makes it posel to a lower extent than tame, but it is still not able to be brought. Therefore, he says, in this situation where it's nitma baso shenifsal with the tuyom, or oshiyotzuchutz l'klayim, or it went outside the area of the klayim, which in the Beis Hamikdash means outside of the Azara, Rabbi Eliezer says, Omer Yizorik, you're allowed to go and still do the zrika, even though the basar is tame, or pasul, or it's chutz l'klayim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo Yizrok. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you're not allowed to go do it. However, Umoder Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Zarak Hurtza. But Rabbi Yeshua says, the bottom line is, after the fact, bid the Yevet, if you went and did the Zrika, it is acceptable. Oh, so here's, you see this price, it clearly shows a distinction that Yeshua makes between something done l'chatchila and something done to bid the Yevet. It's not allowed to be done l'chatchila, but no, if you did it, which is what our Mishnah is talking about, bid the Yevet, it would be acceptable. Gemara says, no, this isn't correct. Number one, chada de psula de ovid mashma. When we say it's psula, it implies even b'di'evit. It doesn't mean l'chatchila it's psula, but b'di'evit it's kosher. No, when you say it's psula, it means it's no good. Even b'di'evit, it means no good. So it's very hard to read into the Mishnah we just brought down before, which said, according to Kemidas Rabbi Yoshua, it's psula. It's very hard to say that that only meant l'chatchila. That means b'di'evit. So that's number one. Really, it's difficult to say that Rabbi Yeshua says b'di'evit, it's okay. Number two, va'od, it says in our Mishnah, chamisha dvarim boin l'chatchila mashma. That implies that you're allowed to bring them. That means l'chatchila. It means that you can go and do this. You ask a shaila, can I do this? And the answer will be yes. It won't be b'di'evit. So how can you tell me that our Mishnah is in accord with Rabbi Yeshua? We're stuck with our original problem, or that we say, savrua, that they learned that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. But the Gemara is not willing to give up on this teretz yet. Ella, lo kasha, we could still reconcile our Mishnah with that opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, because he says there's a difference between kam b'yochid, when Rabbi Yeshua says that it's no good, then that's talking about an individual, b'yochid. However, our Mishnah is dealing with tzibor. These are the korbanos of the tzibor. And the tzibor, it can be done b'di'evit. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua says in the brisa we just brought down, that b'di'evit, it's good. That's for korban tzibor. But for korban yochid, so then, Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua means it's no good, even Bidi Evid for a Korban Yochid. That was a difficult sugya. Baruch Hashem, it's a good break point. And with this, we conclude today's shir.